Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
Just get me a Brockman's.
Cheers. Offer to Mova.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Rob. How are we doing?
How are we doing? All right.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm a bit rough, to be honest.
Oh, are you?
I'm still feeling it, boys.
Oh.
You were good, right?
Yeah.
It were good, it were brilliant, but I can't keep up with your drinkers. I can't do it.
Well, you can't really call me a drinker.
You can't call me a drinker.
Well, I don't know, Rob. You got drunk twice.
I did.
In one day.
Literally, I got drunk, then I sobered up.
And then got drunk again.
And then got drunk again.
I know. I were absolutely amazed, because I thought, I can't remember what time it was. I thought, oh, here we go, we're going to be sticking Rob in a taxi here, he's blown it. And then, you're like a phoenix from the flames.
Yeah, I think you fell asleep at one bit on a table, didn't you?
I think you did fall asleep
on a table.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't remember that. Really.
Well, I don't remember that. I think we need to give a bit of context, don't we?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were drunk.
Yeah.
We went out.
We did, chatting on tour.
Absolutely, round Kelham Island in Sheffield.
It was good, wasn't it?
We just decided, didn't we, that we just fancied going out and having a bit of a... Well, we don't often get out, do we?
Not out.
Not just
out,
once
out.
A week.
Not out.
Yeah, and we not were out, weren't we? And it were brilliant.
It were brilliant. I mean,
yeah, good
thing
night.
Is, you know what I'm like? I'm used to cocktails and some nice fancy drinks and stuff like that. So to be matching you guys on pints, I mean, at one bit,
pints?
I think.
Rob, like,
you need to sell that one in thirds.
Yeah, thirds.
You do two thirds.
Yeah, but I've said it. That's the way it should be.
No chance.
Why?
Pints and house for women.
Even guy behind the bar were laughing at you.
Yeah, I know. But, and you know what? That really shocked me that, because we're in Kelham Island, is known for being like craft beer. And and literally, I gobsmacked in this pub that, in my opinion, is a craft beery pub. Have you got two thirds? He looked at me like I'd shot his dog, didn't he?
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, so he should be doing pints. Like,
I tell you what I'd have done. I'd have pulled a pint, I'd have supped a third of it and gone, there you go. That'll be £7, please.
I mean, I think you were going to do that at one
point, I would
have.
He?
I mean, I think at one point, I think one of my pints that I would drink, you were what, 9.6%?
Yeah. And what?
and
you were drinking a pint of it?
Yeah. I did, though,
as
didn't
he should
I?
Do. Yeah,
absolutely.
Go
you
big
did.
Or go home, as they say.
If I had drank that, I wouldn't have just slept for a little bit at a table. I'd have been up, one beer, two beer, three beer, floor.
Floor.
Yeah.
It's good, though, getting out in it and getting out and about.
And it were great just to, I know we chat here, but just let your hair down and just let it roll as you get in.
Are you having a dig at me?
Yeah. Let his hair down.
I have no hair here going off.
I mean,
Mark's hair let him down years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't get slaughtered when we're at pub, do we? So, obviously, going out, it were brilliant.
Yeah, it were. And if it's one thing that I've been used to over the years is knowing how to babysit you guys. Well, I'm going to say mainly Mark and Rob. Not you, other one. Learning how to babysit you guys drunk.
Well, I don't know what you're on about. It's you two that were arguing about Beyonce back at Car Up Way Home.
It's a good album.
I mean, and it's a good
Me
song.
These two, because I can't remember.
You don't remember?
I just remember Beyonce and I remember Car, but that's it.
The entire journey back to yours,
yes.
These two were arguing about Beyonce's This Ain't Texas?
We were talking about the album, song. A new album.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but with that song that came on the radio, and that's what spurred
country
it.
Album, yeah. Yeah.
And it was, were you saying she was rubbish, or you were saying, she was rubbish?
No, I just said I didn't like it.
Oh, right, you said,
and I said,
okay.
I liked it, but obviously that...
You didn't say you liked it, you told me that I was wrong, and why...
Oh, absolutely not! Absolutely not!
The argument again, you started it all, here we go!
You remember what you want to remember. I said I liked the album, you started going in on the fact that she shouldn't have done it because she's sold out because she's an R&B artist and not a country artist.
That was it.
That's what kicked off the argument.
Oh, okay, right.
She shouldn't have done it.
I mean, it was priceless. So when you say it's us that you have to babysit, I'm sat in the middle of these two. Oh no, you were at front, weren't you? I was just sat there thinking, oh, it's kicking off here.
You were asleep, Rob.
Yeah.
You were dribbling
Rob
on my
was
shoulder.
Rob up ready for his second session with you.
I'll tell you what though, when we got back to Mexborough,
you're brave.
Cheeky. We went to this pub called Gorilla Bar, right?
Yep.
And I couldn't believe it was shut at 9 o'clock. I thought they didn't.
Do you know why?
It's
because
now.
You lot decided it was a good idea to go out drinking on a Thursday.
But why would anywhere shut at 9 o'clock on a Thursday?
It isn't an industrial yard.
Well, I know,
and
but...
It's almost like a function place. Into
well,
the
you know why? Because there are only two people in it.
Yeah.
If there were 50 people in it, it wouldn't be closing at night.
I felt... Well, there were more than two, but yeah, it was it was a little bit quiet.
I think it's a sensible way to run a business,
There were only two people in there. Four, if you count me and you.
Oh, I thought I counted at least six people.
You would
anyway.
Have, you were drunk.
No. Yeah. There were six people.
Very true.
Will you stand still? I'm sat
but
down.
We did end up in a different bar. Is it called Imperial?
Yeah, Imperial Music Venue.
Yes.
Yeah, and they've got live music on it. Rome Mic Night.
Right.
So that were brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, we just stood talking throughout.
I was just disappointed we didn't make it to church.
I know.
I'm not religious.
As in the bar called church.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying we're going to go and pray or whatever, but it's right at the other end of Kelham Island, isn't it? And
we didn't make it that far.
We didn't even make it halfway down Kelham Island.
No, we got nowhere near. We didn't get to Kirk's favourite pub, did we? What's it called?
The
Cutlery Works.
I'm not surprised. We walked into the first pub, we sat down, I'd literally took a sip of my pint, and Mark stood up, went to Gunnett Bar for his second.
Yep.
Who wants another one?
Go big or go home. That's what I mean. Do you know, we're on a session.
I think we did four pints in the first hour.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. It was good though.
Love it.
Notice Rob wanted to go to a different pub when it was his round.
Witherspoons.
I do love day drinking though.
Yeah.
I much prefer, I don't know whether it's an age thing or whatever, but I much prefer going out in day.
Yep, absolutely.
Because, I mean, you know, I would tucked up in bed by 10 o'clock at night.
And that's it, we were
full night sleep, yeah, I were tucked up in bed, full night sleep.
Weren't it like 8 hours of drinking?
But it was still like eight, yeah.
No.
Well, we went...
Six hours.
It was six for you two, not for me and Rob.
But it's not 6 hours. We were walking between pubs and stuff. I could have stayed out a bit longer. We could have worked his way all the way down.
Absolutely.
I would have done.
Me and Mark did stay out till a lot later.
I know.
I got an absolute bargain. We ended up at Domino's. And they were shutting.
Oh, yeah,
and I went in and I was like, oh, you've cleaned up, haven't you? And he went, and you could see. And I thought, I don't want to put him out. And I went, look, what have you got left? He went, well, I've got a medium or I've got three garlic breads. He went, you can have all three garlic breads for one if you want. £3.30.
Bargain.
I went, absolutely.
Lovely.
Walked out with three garlic breads. I was happy as a pig in.
I didn't eat any of it.
You did. You had a slice.
I had one slice.
But you like garlic bread?
No, yeah, I do like garlic bread.
And I really like Domino's garlic bread as well.
Do you know? I don't think I've ever had a Domino's.
What?
Full stop.
Ever?
You've had a Domino's, haven't you, Kirk?
Domino's.
Based on his previous episodes, Kirk's probably
Kirk
had three.
Kirk had one an hour ago.
Have you met me?
I can't believe you've never had a Domino's. I mean, don't get me wrong. Do I think they're the best pizzas in anywhere? No.
Oh, they are.
They are very good.
You're selling it, Rob.
But I prefer more of a traditional
pizza.
I used to like it when they used to do the double decadence base.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that were a really thin base, and then it was like a cream cheese that they used to put in the middle, and then another really thin base.
Oh.
And then topping on top.
Yeah, it sounds too much of an hassle for them. So
is it like stringy cheese when you pull it apart?
You are.
Is it like stringy cheese when you pull it apart?
No, it's like a cream cheese.
Oh, you've just said cream cheese.
I did say cream cheese.
I actually listened, didn't I? You're turning into you, Mark.
Yeah. What did you say?
I've never had a Domino's. Did anyone ever do that when they were younger? And I were a bugger for it. And there were a particular house, and near the house was a gennel, or a ginnel, or an alleyway.
It's a gennel.
Some people might, people might
snick it. What's all that about?
Snick it. I used to call
it's
a snick it.
And order takeaways to a house that you don't live at.
No.
And then
waste the money.
Nope, not mine. Oh, obviously, we're very young.
But did that cost you quite a bit of money?
No, because you don't pay over. Then
you weren't just eat.
I'm talking at an age, Mark, where you went to a phone box to ring the takeaway place up, let alone pay on your card.
Really? So you would be in your house, there'd be a knock at the door, and you'd answer the door, they'd give you your pizza, and you'd be like,
and then they say,
it's not mine. And they'd go,
that's £30, please. And you'd be like, I ain't ordered it. Oh, you have? No, no, right. And then,
I
used to be a bugger for that.
Mm. Wow.
I remember.
That's quite bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I bet those companies are like...
Mark were never in at night because he were always DJing.
Yeah. Are you talking about me?
Yes.
Yeah, you said that.
That was my cover story, actually. I thought that was what you were giving me an alibi.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Weren't Mark ordering all those Indians and Chinese takeaways and pizzas and whatever else? Knocking at the door. What the bloody hell is this time? Oh, you ordered all this? No. You have. And then the end... I did find out, actually, that the house actually ended up getting blacklisted from when they wanted to order a takeaway. They couldn't order because...
Oh, my God.
And it weren't their fault.
Oh, yeah, Mark were doing that when he wasn't crawling through fire.
Oh, what?
I've never crawled through fire.
Not you.
Oh,
yeah, not you.
This was a drunken escapade.
So, would you like to hear about Mark's escapade?
Oh, I definitely want to hear
Come on, then.
So, listen, I've got plenty of stories about Mark. but this one was a pearler. I just want to say, this was many, 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 many years ago.
It was last month, weren't
it? It was many years ago. And it was the first time Mark had tried special brew. So you know the special brew?
Yeah, okay. It were like treacle.
It were.
Did you ever try it, Rob?
They still do it, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I bet it's about 15 quid for four now, isn't it? It were expensive then.
I was going to say.
Have you ever tried it, Rob?
I don't think I have, you know.
Wow.
So Mark,
it is awful.
Mark decided that his first escapade into special brew, he was going to buy four cans of special brew.
Okay.
And as we've said many a times on this podcast, Mark does everything at 100 mile an hour. Okay. And he's always been the same. Mm-hmm. All right. So these four cans of special brew, he drank within, I don't know, half an hour. It just went down, cracked one open, necked it, cracked another one open, necked it. He was in. Okay. Needless to say, that probably about 15, 20 minutes after he'd finished the last can, he was obliterated. Okay. Now, I'm sure we've all got drunken stories that you can remember or think about times when you were hammered. Okay. Mm. But I'm talking to a degree. So we used to obviously just hang around in a field. Okay. As we did when we were younger.
Okay.
And we'd made a little campfire. We was very responsible when it comes to making little campfires and stuff. We'd had a little campfire and the fire had near enough gone out. And I just remember thinking to myself, where's Mark? And I heard this noise. And it was like this humming of, hmm, 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 hmm. I thought, what is that? It sounds like someone's chanting. So we just happened to walk round a tree, or a clump of trees, to see Mark on all fours.
Is he naked?
No, he was wearing clothes. Crawling through what was the remains of the fire that we just had.
Okay, all right.
Singing, little green frog, went the little green frog one day.
What?
This is the level of hammered that he were. Little green frog, went the little green frog while crawling through the remains of a fire.
Did you not burn yourself?
I have no idea.
I wouldn't have felt a thing.
Were your clothes not on fire?
I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, he could be making this up.
Wait, trust me. There'll be people listening to this podcast right now that was there that have backed my story up. But what was best is then we wanted to walk up to the shop and we knew that Mark was in no fit state at all to walk anywhere. So we came out the field and we thought, what are we going to do with Mark? We can't just leave him there. Yeah. It was never an option just not to go to the shop. It's funny that.
We have to go.
So we needed to find a place where we could put Mark where he'd be safe. So we had this idea.
In the fire, it'd be safe in there.
So we saw like a open top pickup truck that were parked on our estate. So we decided to put him in the back. We lifted him up and put him in the back. We put him in the back of the pickup truck, laid on the bed of the back of the pickup truck, while we walked off to the shop.
And that was the safest place you could think of. Are you having a laugh? We're talking about Mark here.
Well, what was funniest is it's not until we was walking back from the shop that somebody just said in passing, what are we going to do if someone's been back to that van and just drove off?
Don't tell me.
No, it hadn't. Spoiler alert, it hadn't.
Oh, okay.
But you know when you kind of have this realisation of, oh my God, yeah. What? We never even considered the fact that somebody might come back to that van or lorry.
And drive back home to Scotland.
And drive off.
Yeah.
Mark was so hammered that he wouldn't have known any different until he landed wherever he landed.
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, luckily, we I don't think we did run. I think we just picked up his pace a little bit. And luckily it was there and he was still in the back of the van and stuff. But that's a memory that certainly sticks in my head of looking after Mark.
Can you still sing that song, Mark?
I've never heard it before.
Good one.
Well, if we're talking about sort of drunken stories and stuff, I mean, I know I've touched on it before, but I do it going on to Blackpool on stag do's and stuff. This is way back before, you know, you went abroad on stag do's and stuff.
Yeah.
So me and the lads from Abbey National and that, we went on this stag do, and we'd booked like a B&B in Blackpool. We booked it like, we booked, you know,
A B&B,
yeah, yeah.
We're trying to remember the name of it or something.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I was trying to think.
It stands for bed and breakfast. Yeah.
That's what it stands
for. Blackpool.
Okay. Right. So yeah, in Blackpool. So we turns up. We get out at minibus. There's about 12 of us. We've got all bags and stuff. And then we, you know, little old sort of landladies. Then we turn up and like she's opens door. And she's like, we've booked like two rooms and there's like 12 of us. Like, cause we're trying to keep costs down. So we sort of, we get in, you know, and then there's more lads turning up and we've got match, you know, and all this lot. So anyway, I don't know why I'm going with this story.
Brilliant.
So I know. So we get up and then we go out for some drinks. So we come back and then, in fact, who stag do we? I can't even remember who stag do. This is how bad story is. So we get upstairs. But I mean,
were you even there?
I were there. I've just... Were they 60s or no? Right. I think it might have been late 90s or early 2000s. We've only booked two rooms. Like, landlady's furious. There's loads of us. Like, you know. So we get upstairs. We check it in and all this lot. We're throwing mattresses downstairs. I mean, we flooded bathroom. You know. Bear in mind, it's an old B&B where it's not ensuite. There's no ensuite going off here.
No.
There's like a shared shower. You know, while somebody's in the shower, we're nicking the clothes and the towels. Mattresses are flying downstairs.
Were you in the Rolling Stones? TV through a window.
Honestly, I mean, we didn't do any... Well, I won't say we did. Did we do any damage?
It sounds like you did a bit of damage. Well, yeah. You want me to be honest.
I'm not sure we did any damage. I mean, throwing mattresses downstairs.
Yeah, they're
is that
quite
damage?
Light, aren't they, mattresses?
Well, these weren't. They were like... Because they were quite sort of... thick and stained, shall we say.
Yeah, so, yeah, nice.
But were, for Australia on it.
And this this landlady, well, honestly, she was furious. And then another time when we went on another stag do, this lad, in fact, I'm not even in touch with him. We were on a stag do and he saw, you know, it'll be cheap, it'd be like 25 quid for a night. But it ends up getting there and it's like about 80 quid a night. We've got like rooms terrible. There's like about six of us in a room. And we're like, this, I think he's had his pants down, this lad who sort of booked us on this stag do. And again, I can't remember the point of this story.
Well, stag do's are enthralling. Yeah. They're amazing. Well, I can't wait to go on a stag do with you.
Although it does remind me of my stag do.
Well, it's funny enough because it also reminds me of my stag do.
It reminds me of my stag do.
Was it Liverpool?
It was Liverpool.
Yeah.
So. So Mark,
me,
the other one, was obviously my best man, and so he was organising the stag do. And
there was under strict instruction to keep the prices down, may I add.
Well, we said reasonable. So we said reasonable. So it was so funny. Mark set up a WhatsApp group and basically just put in this WhatsApp group. Right, guys, I need your price. I need your money for the hotel that we're staying in.
I remember this.
Everyone's on the group. Everyone's like, yeah, sound, let us know how much you need. So Mark put a message on, I need £35 off everybody. So somebody, I can't remember, me or somebody else that put, sound mate, I'll transfer it over. Just let me know when you need the rest. And Mark put, rest, ? That's it. So then somebody put, oh, I thought we were going for two nights. And Mark said, that is for two nights. Oh. So I think it was Rob at the time that put, you do know what Kirk does for a living, right? Yeah. ? And I run hotels. So the fact that Mark had managed to find a hotel, and I'm very much doing
very loose
air quotes in that, hotel, in Liverpool, over a weekend, for £35 for two nights.
Oh my gosh, it was.
Did we get breakfast?
Yes.
No, we didn't.
No, we
did.
No,
we went to Wetherspoons for his breakfast.
Went to Wetherspoons. But, I mean, this place...
Oh, no, it was just tea and coffee you could get in that little...
This thing.
Communal in
a prison cell.
Yeah. This place was so bad, when we got there, we couldn't find it. And the reason why we couldn't find it is because it was all boarded up from the outside.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking... I remember walking into my room, it got a blood splat up the wall. Oh, if I remember so rightly, didn't the police come through the night to break into one of the rooms?
Yeah. Next door to me and Mark.
Yeah, it woke us up.
We shared a room.
No,
me and you shared a room. I'm sure it was me and Mark.
You slept in the same room with Seb and
no.
I slept in the room where there was me and Seb. That was
it. And I slept in the same room as Mark.
Why are we so confused? Because we were all there, but we didn't know who slept.
I promise you.
I mean, I didn't sleep with Mark.
We shared the same room.
Yeah, but it was me.
I promise you.
Did we?
Yeah, but who did it?
You. There were at least three or four in your room, Kirk.
So who did I wake up with? That doesn't sound right. Does it? Who did I wake up in the night and we could hear some police
you
next door?
You next to me?
No.
You wouldn't say no.
Because you were right next to my head.
Promise you.
Who
was you with, Kirk?
I was with Seb. Trust me, the only thing I can remember is the fact that I woke up one morning and you guys had been into the room and nicked my bag. Because she thought you were doing me over by only giving me a dress to put on and dress up as...
Mrs. Doubtfire.
No.
What's her name?
Mrs. Brown.
Mrs.
Agnes.
Brown.
Agnes Brown. And you threw it and you got this big cheesy smile on your face. Aha, we've knit your clothes. And I pulled the cover back and I was fully dressed. And I slept fully dressed because there was no way I was sleeping anything with my skin was touching that mattress or that bedding.
Oh, my days. Can you remember my stag do? And I know we don't want to go around doing stag do's, but there's just one story.
I do remember your stag do.
Is that something else I didn't get invited to? Well,
yeah, you didn't, Mark. No.
At the time, you didn't know. Apologies.
You do know this stag do, he only had it like 3 months ago.
I don't know
why he didn't invite you.
I did not.
When's your stag do, Mark?
Yeah, we're still waiting.
We're
still waiting because of COVID. That's the last one, Rob.
He's going to keep on with that.
Yeah.
So two things. The particular night started, though, the day started with me running through a field chasing sheep, dressed as a bride with a blow-up doll handcuffed to my wrist.
Why were you chasing sheep?
Well, because I had to pull cards out of a deck of cards, and one of it said I got to run through a field. In this particular field, there were sheep in it, and I was running through. I weren't chasing the sheep. I was just running through it, but obviously the sheep didn't like the fact that there was a bride running through the field. So that we went to it, and it was a lovely little village called Massam.
Love it.
Oh, honestly.
Oh, you'd have loved it, Mark.
I do. I love
it. You'd have loved it.
You would have loved it. Anyway, fast forward that night, we were staying in these wooden lodges. What do you call them? They're like...
Yurts.
Wooden lodges.
Huts, yeah.
Yurts.
Yeah. A bit like a wooden anyway. And
it
in
was
the middle,
circular, and then so like the bench went round the inside that you sat on, and then just a little plank of wood pulled up from under it to turn it into a bed.
They called...
It had a...
I know what they called.
Go on.
Wooden lodges.
All right. Well done. I'm glad we stopped for that.
Yeah.
And then in the middle, you could cook your food. Anyway, we're all sat outside this on a night. There's a fair few of us, weren't there?
Yeah.
I was very drunk. I mean, I think everyone was drunk, but I was obviously very drunk.
You were really bad.
One of the guys, everyone was probably ready for a refreshment. So one of the guys was like, chuck us one of them beers.
Oh, yeah.
So
Lee
grabbed a can and threw it to one of the guys. Someone else, passes me one, mate. Chucked him a beer. And I said, yo, I'll have a beer. For some unknown reason, Lee decided, bless him, that instead of throwing it underarm, he'd throw it overarm.
And can I just say at this point, it's nighttime.
It's dark. And there's very little light in where we are. You've got like probably one light on the front door of your little hut.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you're quite drunk as well.
And
drunk. So you don't really can sort of focus right.
And so instead of doing an underarm throw, he did an overarm throw. But honestly, he launched it like a torpedo.
He did. Full can.
And I literally... he went, are you sure? And I went, yeah. Not expecting him to throw it overarm. And it was a large can of Stella. Mm-hmm. And he threw it. And apparently, I don't remember much, but apparently I opened my arms like to catch a ball or something.
No. It was like he was trying to catch like a bit, like literally like something like a large beach ball.
Yeah.
And like he almost like opened his arms as if to say, like hallelujah, like, welcome.
Welcome, yeah. And this can came at my face at what felt like 20 mile an hour.
Jesus.
And it just hit me straight bang on in when I say the eye, it was my eyebrow here.
Weren't it?
Oh, it hospital. Literally smashed my glasses off my face. My head went back. In fact, I think I fell off the chair.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got up and was like, I'm all right. I'm fine. And I just saw people's faces like laugh. And then they all went very silent and went, oh shit.
Yeah.
And a blood was pouring out my face.
Yeah.
And we were really worried because we thought we'd lost that can. If we've lost that can, I thought we're a can dad. And there's too many of us to lose cans at this stage. And then after about 10 minutes, we thought we're okay, we've got enough alcohol. Then we went back to Rob.
Yeah,
so carry on, Rob.
It did get quite concerned at one bit because Rob's exactly right in what he's just said, and I saw it all unfold. Watch it almost like in slow motion.
Yeah.
And at first it were funny. Of course it's funny.
Yeah.
You've all had a drink. But then when
When
Rob turned, and literally there were blood pouring down his face. And me and Johnny, I was standing next to Johnny, we both jumped up and like went over to him. And there were people trying to like we didn't know what to do because it got to
you
a
were
point.
Drunk.
Well, and we're not doctors.
Yeah.
And it got to a point where literally, me and Johnny stood there going, "I think he needs stitches." That's where it got to.
Bless him as well, Lee, who'd done it. It weren't.
Yeah.
It wasn't
malicious. Devastated.
At all. Not one minuscule was it. Was he just bit of fun? Threw it over arm, and he didn't. You know, it was going to hit me in eye or in eye. Anyway, it cut me. I didn't end up going to hospital, did I?
No, we took his chances.
Hammered.
Everyone were hammered. No one could drive. We just thought, we'll take his chances.
Yeah. I just went to sleep and woke up next day with a bit of an headache.
Very
which he would have had an headache anyway, in all fairness.
And I've still got that can.
Have you?
I've still got that can.
Yeah. Well, I nursed it back to life.
If you saw the can now, what dint it made. My head made in that can.
Yeah.
And it's like scarred on my brow now, but yeah.
Yeah. You have to put a photo on social so we can have a look.
Yeah.
Well, interestingly, going back to Kirk Stag Do, you won't believe this. So we drove, I drove all the way to Liverpool.
Oh, I know what you're going to. Oh, God, yeah.
I drove all the way to Liverpool.
Yes.
We went out, didn't we? You were all there. And then the realisation on that Sunday morning, where's my, what are you looking for? Where's my car key? And I thought one of you guys were messing around and he didn't it.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
No. We couldn't find. We never found it, did we?
No.
So you had to get Daisy to drive all the way up from Rotherham to Liverpool with my other key.
Yeah, to bring your spare key.
To bring my spare key.
Yeah.
She couldn't find a hotel either.
No.
I think she drove past us twice.
Yeah. So going back to drinking then, obviously, when we were younger and messing around and whatever, do kids still do that?
What, drink?
Well, it used to be like a thing, didn't it? Teenagers used to drink cheap alcohol in the park and whatever.
Wander the streets, yeah.
Yeah, do they still do it, do you think?
They must do.
I think. Well, my two eldest, they go out.
Right.
They go out only over the past maybe year or so.
My two oldest, they go out drinking. They,
Well, this is what we're saying.
I mean, that's a local working man's club,
But no, they go out. They go to local park and, look at and just wander around and... Mimi's had me pick her up before, and I'm like, "Where are you?" She said, "I'm stood outside a takeaway."
Oh, that's ended exactly as you would expect if you've been on the beer.
Yeah. And I've known certainly Scarlett coming before, and you can just tell that she's at least had a beverage.
When they walk in, they're sliding down wall.
Yeah, it's when they focus on you too much.
Yeah,
when you're talking to them, they're trying too hard. To focus on you and make sure that they're answering you, properly and stuff.
Trying too hard.
Isn't it funny though? Because we've been exactly in them positions where we thought that our parents didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
Didn't have a clue.
It is that where you go in and you think, I need to act as natural as possible. Yeah. And you walk in and you go, hey, mum, how you doing? You're all right. Yeah, me too. Yeah, but it's been, we've not really done much. What, you've been watching on TV? Has it been all right? Yeah, what, did you make for tea? Literally, you can't stop, can you? As you're slowly edging your way to the door towards the stairs.
Yeah. And when you do it, you go, I think I convinced her. I think it's gone really well.
Got away with
that. And of course it hasn't.
And then, and then you know full well now that as soon as you've gone upstairs, your parents have sat there and wet themselves laughing.
You wake up next morning and they've put the kitchen bowl
next to your bed.
What's that doing there?
Yeah, bowl, kitchen bowl.
But to answer your question a bit further, I don't think they do it as much. I mean, literally for us, it used to be every night.
Yeah.
So we used to get home from school, get changed, and then out on the streets. Now I know we lived on an estate, so it was obviously a little bit different. But we was out. We'd go up to the field. We'd literally just wander. The amount of steps we must have done just rounding a circle around the estate.
Yeah.
And that was every single night. That's all we'd do.
I never, ever drank. I never, ever did that.
Really?
I've never done it, yeah. Mainly because I was into all the amateur theatre, weren't I, from a young age. And just always, I was at rehearsals 5 nights a week. So I just never, that's something that I always felt like I missed out on a little bit. Yeah. You know, as random as that is, but it's almost like feels part of growing up, you know, and I never did it. And also, you know, my mums were quite strict, you know, and they were pretty much like, you know, you won't be drinking, you know. And I didn't properly have a drink until I was 18. You'll know that, don't you? Because when I started going out around town, literally a drop, I'd sniff alcohol and I'd be like,
absolutely,
like you are now.
Yeah,
we saw that at Kelham Island.
But I think the biggest difference is, Mark, is that I sometimes, for instance, if I go and pick up the kids or whatever with the friends, and they'll all be sat there, whether it be outside a takeaway or sat in entrance to a park or whatever, they're not talking to each other.
They're looking at the phones.
Yeah.
It amazes me when you go in a pub sometimes and there'll be like three or four sat around the table all looking at the phones and you're like...
Probably messaging each other.
Yeah. Is it your round or mine?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Talking about phone, I mean, do you see it loads in restaurants when there's a couple, obviously man and wife or whatever, together, they're having a romantic meal and they're both on the phones. You see it a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I go on the phone a little bit and Aina takes photos of food and all that, but we don't really sit there going, oh, I'll just do my thing, you do your thing. I mean, it's a generation thing, but I hate to see it. I just don't.
You think it's a bit misunderstood, though? Because I've thought it before sometimes. Me and Ellen have gone somewhere for whatever, a drink or something to eat, and then we've been talking about something, like we're going to buy something or we're going to do something, and then we'll go, well, let's have a look. And then we're actually looking for something together, even though we're on separate. So from outside, you'd look at it and think, oh, they're not even talking to each other.
Yeah.
You're actually both going, where should we go on holiday? Well, let's have a look now then. Yeah. Oh, I found
true,
this one.
True, true. You do, but then there tends to be interaction because they're going, what about this? I found this hotel. Yeah. But and of course, it does, like I've said, me and Aina do that occasionally, but if you're sat in a restaurant and you sat there for a while, an hour and a half or whatever, you can see couples literally not even talking to each other. They're just on the phone. Do you go, what's going on with that relationship? It's none of my business, but...
One of them's probably typing on Facebook, I'm in the Duck and Parrot, what do you recommend I should be drinking?
Things. Does get me that on Facebook, when you get somebody, they go, I've just bought this product. What do you think of it?
Oh,
that's a bit late.
Yeah, because they've
already
bought it.
That's a bit late. Asking for feedback and reviews on a product they've already bought.
So in other words, just telling the world that they've bought it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about reviews on product. Do you ever see on Amazon, particularly on Amazon, you'll get somebody write a question like about a product going, does it do this? And then somebody will reply going, I don't know, I've not bought one. I'm like, yeah. And you're like, what use is that?
Absolutely. You see that a lot, don't you? I mean, there's some hilarious comments on some of the Amazon purchases and on anything, but what you were just saying then about Facebook, that absolutely winds me up when you get people that are, they'll ask questions about something that they've bought.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. That's like, why would you ask a question after you've already bought it? But then also questions that you go, just read the manual or just open the book on the first page. It'll tell you.
Laziness.
Like, how do I plug this in? I mean, I'm not saying you should know, but it'll tell you. Just look at the first page, but they go straight to Facebook.
But somebody will say, you don't plug it in, it's battery operated. Yeah. Oh, right, I didn't know that.
Do any of you do that when you buy a product, like, a pizza oven or a Ninja grill or something specific, yeah, and then you have to join the Facebook group? Oh, a Facebook group about that product. And like you said, though, it's like the done thing. You buy a particular car, you buy a BMW, then you join the BMW Owners Club group on Facebook. And then, you ask that question. Does anyone know how you open the boot?
What?
Yeah.
Have you tried? Have you Googled it? Facebook's the new Google, isn't it? But it's always, and you'll see this on the Facebook groups, it's always the same question that gets asked over and over again. I'm quite active on Facebook, so I'm not going to say a hypocrite because I'm a member of a lot of groups of products that I own, surprisingly. But one or two in particular are really bad for it. And it's like, they ask the most obvious questions. Like you said, that you'd either know before you bought the product because that's why you bought it.
Yeah.
Or you'd read the manual.
Yeah. Here's something that'll probably divide us, me and you.
Absolutely will. Me and you will divide on something. I know where you're going.
How many manuals have you ever read?
None.
Yeah, I read...
I'll be honest with you, actually. No, I read up to the point of what I need to know.
Right, yeah.
So I'll look in either... That's a glossary. It's not a book, is it? But you know what I mean? You look in the end and you're like, right, this bit. Generally speaking, I'm quite... I've got good initiative, I think. I'm quite quick to work things out. There will be times where I'll be like, right, I need to know how to do this specific thing. So I'll find out just that, and then that's me happy. However, what on the flip to that... What does hinder me is that there might be something I wasn't aware of that is capable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then somebody else said to me, oh, isn't it brilliant when you do that? And you go, I didn't know it did that.
I didn't know
it's in manual. Is it?
Yeah.
Because I've not read it. And I bought it for a particular purpose and might be using it for 70% of what it's capable of. Yeah.
And I am the complete opposite in that I read it from the first page to the last page. And I genuinely read
all different languages and everything.
Well,
how do you you're very excitable.
Yeah.
And we are very similar in that respect. Very excitable. Yeah. You buy a product and you're like, right, I'm going to unbox this.
Yeah.
How do you hold back from like, I need to turn it on?
I don't know what it is.
Are you savouring the moment by reading the manual?
I think so. You get a little bit of excitement from that. You're waiting.
So can I ask you, Rob, so do you read sort of instruction manuals and everything you buy?
Yeah.
So, okay, bear in mind that if you, say, buy a kettle,
yep,
you read it. And it baffles me why there's instructions for, like, kettles and toasters.
Now, you're right, but the instruction manual for a kettle tends to be 2 pages. It's not very big.
I know, because there's only one switch on it, generally.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why are you reading it?
I'm just checking in case there's anything that I don't know. Like, at the bottom of the kettle, it's travelled with a plastic thing in it, and you turn it on and melt the plastic and go,
yeah.
Ah, didn't realise that was there.
It's like that with washing machines, isn't it, where they have like a stopper on the drum, don't they?
Absolutely.
Whatever you do, do not turn this on until you've removed this
transport
thing.
Thankfully, I read it, because I only put mine in 2 weeks ago.
Washing machine to bits.
I'm going to throw something really random now, because we're talking about kettles and toasters and stuff. So let me ask you a question.
Toasters? Washing machines?
Well,
Mark.
I'm talking about if he reads instructions for kettles. You know a toaster that's got a defrost button on it?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Do you ever use it?
No.
No. Right, but I do, but I'm still not convinced what it does. Just to clarify, I'm putting my toast in, right, and it's from freezer, and popping it down, and I press the sort of frozen bread button, I'm like, well, what if I don't press that?
Well, the official answer is it doesn't have as high setting, so it's meant to thaw it out slower.
You probably end up with burnt toast outside and cold it middle.
I'm not convinced that button does anything. It's a bit like my dishwasher's got an eco button on it. It still takes the same amount of time, and it still does it use less water? Well, I'm not convinced it does.
Yeah, it does actually. It does both.
I'm not sure.
Water Rob's here. Page 37.
forget what manual says.
Three cubics.
I think that's a load of...
It doesn't heat the water as much, and also it tends to be a quicker cycle.
Well, hang on a minute. On my dishwasher, I can set the temperature. I can set it to 40 or 50. And I can press the eco button. So what's it doing?
Surely, but as soon as you press the eco button, it must go to a lower temperature. You have to change it to a higher setting to take it out of an eco mode.
Well, in the manual, it just says press the eco button for a more economical wash. But what does it do?
I can control temperature of my dishwasher as well. You're right. I just give her a slap on ass.
Sorry. Will I stay in the edit?
I saw an opportunity and I took it.
Someone's sleeping in outhouse tonight.
Listen, I'm that bad. I've read my entire car manual.
Okay.
And that is almost 400 pages. And I've read the entire thing from beginning to end.
You know when you always say
you need to get
busy.
You
need
to get
more. I am busy.
He's reading books.
I'm reading books.
You're busy doing useless stuff.
No, but it's knowledge.
Only if you can retain it and recall it.
Yeah, but again, like you said, you've got to be savvy with it, aren't you? You read a page and you go, I don't need to know this. But you read it and then skip that next bit, next one. But I do tend to go through every page and scan it.
The whole manual.
Every page, yeah.
I mean, I thought I were bad, Rob, but I mean, that is another level.
I know. And I don't know why I'm getting worse as I'm getting older.
Oh.
I do have a bit of a question, though, going back to what you were saying about the Facebook community groups and stuff and asking questions. Just playing devil's advocate a minute, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with people reaching out to other people to ask their opinions, advice, help, whatever it is?
My gripe is there's a magnifying glass in the top corner.
Yeah.
It's called a search button.
Yeah.
You can search for the question that you're wanting to ask.
Yeah.
And see somebody's asked the same question 1,000 times before.
Right.
And had the same answer 1,000 times thereafter.
Right. But I didn't know that search function were there.
Wow. You are old.
Genuinely, I didn't.
Well, it gets worse, right? So I'll get comments on my YouTube videos, right? And they'll be asking me questions about answers that are in the video that I've made. Yeah. So they answer me questions. I'm sat there thinking, you've not bloody watched my video, have you? I have to, and then, because I'm a glutton for punishment, I sit there and I answer the question instead of saying, watch my video.
Really?
Yeah. You know, because you don't want to be that kind of, you create a community and you don't want to sit there and be like, yeah, how about you watch the video, knob? Right? You're like... You know, I'm like, hey, thanks for watching the video. Yeah, you will find it's around about 4 minutes in the video. But if you didn't see it, it's this, this, and this, and this. But I just think,
there are some people. Listen, I'm just playing devil's advocate. But there are some people out there that are very lonely. They are very lonely people. They live on their own. They don't have many family or whatever. They don't speak to anybody. And literally their life, the only piece of like human interaction they get or whatever is over social media and by conversing over social media. So asking questions, receiving answers, whatever it is. So what I'm saying is, does it hurt? Does it really hurt?
I think it dries that community up because you effectively get loads of people just joining a group. They've literally just bought, particularly if it's a new product, you'll get like a massive influx of people all asking the same question. And then so anybody else using that group's like, well, this is a bit rubbish. It's just loads of people asking the same question.
Yeah, I see that one.
It's almost rude and ignorant. It's almost, I demand an answer. I can't be bothered to do any of the research myself.
Right.
You know, and reach out and say, hey, everybody, just let you know, I bought one of these. I'm not sure how it works yet. Oh, you're, you know, and I've some conversation off topic.
Yeah.
But it's always like the obvious questions over and over and over and over.
I just feel really bad now. I feel bad that I've said what I said.
Yeah.
I'm like,
why?
Oh,
yeah. Someone's not spoke to anyone for 3 weeks.
He just wanted to talk to me. Yeah. That's it now. Every time someone comments, I'll be giving hammer and nail about what the answer is.
Why don't you just reply with your mobile number? And say, give me a ring, mate.
I will. I'll give him your number.
Yes.
Yeah, no, go. I don't know him. Bye.
I'll bet. Tell you what, going back to Facebook, do any of you ever have that internal crisis where the battle where you're like, right, somebody's written something there, do I like it, do I love it, or do I care about it?
Yeah, which emoji?
Somebody writes something quite heartfelt and you're like, oh, I love that. Oh, well, hang on a minute, is that too much?
Do I care
about it? Yeah. Or is it, do I like it?
Well,
I like it, but do I love it? But if I put love, they're going to think that I'm being a bit over the top, or if I put like, they're going to think I'm being insensitive. Well, I care about it. But how can I care about something that's got no emotion? So you need click, off.
Mark, what's worse? Listen, I get that, I'm right with you. What's worse is they put like something good and then something bad in it, and you go, well, that I like that bit, but I don't like that
yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
So but if I put like, they'll think that I like that the dogs just died. But no, I don't like the dogs just died, but I like the bit that it's the birthday today. But which, so yeah. You've got a
dog. It's been an emotional day. My dog's died and I've won the lottery.
I love
yeah,
that.
So that's even worse.
I care about it. Oh, no, hang on a minute.
Yeah, it's even worse when there's only one option. Instagram's just one option, love. Yeah. And it's typically that when that person's put, oh, my mum's just died.
It does come to something though, doesn't it, where you'd rather just press that button than write a response.
Yeah.
You know, they ain't that look. I can't be arsed with this. Love. Yeah. Oh, hang on a minute. Oh, yeah. Love. Now, like.
Isn't there a bit of a thing knocking around at the minute with whatever generation we're on? Z. Whatever it
Z.
Is. Generation Z. That they don't like the thumbs up thing. Is it something to do with the fact that they find it passive aggressive?
I think it is quite. It can be received as quite pacifying. If you write something, particularly if it's somebody personal, you send them a message. And then you just put a thumbs up on it. You're like, you can't even be asked to reply to me.
Well, so do you have an issue with that then? Do you? Genuinely?
At times, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. At times. It depends. If
you,
it's,
you do
if
know it's, nobody's going to be...
If it were like, right, I've sent you a message. Right. I booked taxi. It's going for 7. Thumbs up. No problem.
Yeah.
You know, you might write something. And you go, blah, 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 blah. Cracking day today. Blah, blah, blah. Thumbs up. You go like that. Oh. Well, that's that then.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine if we're sat here now and you just came at me and went, Rob, rah, 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 and I just went,
yeah, put your thumb up.
Yeah. You'd be like, is that it?
Yeah.
You'd be a bit miffed, wouldn't you?
I can understand it. And I suppose that's probably the same across all of them because they can all be just, it's a very small response to something, isn't it?
Time at the bar, please.
You know what time it is?
Ooh.
Time to go.
Is it?
Time for more
Wheel
drinks.
Of Features!
Oh,
here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm just so excited.
Ooh. Go on.
He's nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
Right then, are you ready for this week's wheel?
Yeah, let's go.
Get a spin.
Oh, here we go. Look at him spinning around that thing. Look.
Here we go.
What is it? So it's landed on.
What's that?
Hey!
So that
is...
What the bloody hell is that?
That's what we're asking.
Yeah, what is it?
No, that's what it's called. What the bloody hell is that?
Oh.
What the bloody hell is it?
What the bloody hell's that then?
What is it?
So I'll tell you what the bloody hell it is. Basically, I'm going to play you a sound. And you're going to tell me what the bloody hell it is.
What the bloody hell is that?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm liking it. Okay.
But for greater effect, here's the theme tune.
Oh, lovely.
No.
Oh, here we go.
What the bloody hell is that?
Brilliant, Rob.
Good, that.
Brilliant.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Here we go. This is this week's...
Is that it?
That it?
That's it. Do it again.
What the bloody hell's that?
Doing it again?
Do it one more time. Oh, right, okay.
I'm not going to say it.
Oh, but,
I am going to say it.
Do you think you know it?
No, we're going to say, what the bloody hell is that?
Oh. I genuinely thought you guessed it. Yeah,
no.
Really?
No. Not, no.
So none of you have got any idea what you think that is?
One more time.
Okay.
Wow.
Right, okay.
So there you go.
Well, so,
can we ask for a clue?
No.
Oh.
Brilliant.
Not this week.
So I'm going to be spending this next week then trying to emulate that noise.
Yeah, just like what they call it, an earworm, where it just keeps going round and round.
Does that sound like it?
Well, listen, listeners, if you have any idea of what you think that is, we want you to get in touch.
Yeah.
Because I believe that we're not going to reveal the answer until somebody gets it right. Is that right, Rob? That's the plan.
Okay.
That's the plan. So that's on any of our socials, isn't it?
Emails, socials,
you know, the whole face talk and stuff like that. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But we're not going to reveal it until someone gets it right.
Ooh, just before we go, guys, just want to mention on Monday, we've got a special drop in.
Oh, yeah. Our first special.
Tell them what it is.
Go for it, tell them.
It's a politics special.
Oh, leading up to the election.
Absolutely.
So when does that drop?
Monday. Next Monday.
Free of charge?
Absolutely.
Oh, why not? Let's keep
tune in
for free.
Tune in.
And on that note, it's been a pleasure, boys.
Yes, brilliant.
See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Hang on. Don't press stop yet. It's me, Mark. Not Rob. I've got to tell you guys, we want you to do us a big favour. We want you to cast a vote for us for the British Podcast Awards and the Listener Choice Awards. You can find all the details on our socials and all the links are there. We'd really appreciate it if you could just take 2 minutes to do it for us, because we'd really appreciate it. So just do that for us and for the rest of the lads. Thanks.